Today, Rob Schmidt is here to talk to us about the Festival of Conscious Parenting. It's coming up June 21st and 22nd at Sonoma Country Day School. What is it?
The Festival of Conscious Parenting is a community event, all volunteer, nonprofit sponsored, which will bring together practitioners from a variety of diverse spiritual and psychological traditions to share resources to promote conscious parenting.
And what do you mean by that?
Conscious parenting can be defined in lots of ways. You could say that it's a manifestation of nonviolence towards children, physical nonviolence, emotional nonviolence, intellectual nonviolence, and even spiritual religious nonviolence, so that children are allowed to find and express their full potential in life. That's one way to put it. Another way to put it is from the perspective of parents. And parents, of course, and by the way, I should mention that we're aiming this festival not just at parents, but at grandparents, at educators, all members of the community who have interaction with children, which is pretty much everyone.
Yep.
But conscious parenting is something that we can take to heart because we all of us show up in the world from time to time in ways that we later come to regret. So conscious parenting is the sharing of tips, techniques, and inspiration to permit and support the creation of loving, nurturing contexts for kids on a consistent basis.
And you've got a whole roster of people who are going to be presenting on various aspects of this, including, if I can call them your headliners, from another country.
That's exactly right. Yes, we have two wonderful women coming from Mexico City who are going to be talking about the Institute of Responsible Parenting. That's a more or less literal translation that they have established in Mexico City. We have a presenter coming from as far away as Washington, D.C. to talk about bringing kids into the wilderness, especially teens, to do meditation and other awareness techniques. We have an amazing diverse array of resources.
And this is the first time something like this has been done, not just locally, but ever?
That's one of the whole reasons to have the event itself. As I've been pulling together the resources for this event, I've come to appreciate just how much stuff is going on out there in the world, and yet it's all dispersed. And there has been relatively little recognition of the resources that are available to support what we're calling conscious parenting in one locale where people can come together and talk with each other and where parents, educators, grandparents, and so forth can come together and chat with a bunch of people doing very diverse things, yet with a similar goal in mind, this creation of loving, nurturing contexts for kids.
And while the parents are doing all of this, where are the kids?
Well, on Sunday, we're going to be having a free Families and Kids Day. So they are definitely part of the mix. The way the festival works is we will have a free introductory evening at the Glazer Center on Friday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. That Saturday from 10 to 5, that will be for adults. And that's where we're having a lot of the breakout groups that will be relevant to adults, as well as some plenary speakers and a panel, What is Conscious Parenting? Because there are as many definitions of conscious parenting as there are parents out there.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, and we celebrate that diversity. Then on Sunday, we'll be having a shorter day, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., for kids and families with some group activities.
Sounds like a busy weekend and an interesting precedent. I hope it goes well for you, and I appreciate you coming in to talk with us about it.
I really appreciate the time you've given me, and I hope that people will check us out at tfocp.org.